Yeah, I think I might have to do that. See what's out there.
Hey, you might win a prize. Radio at the door. That's always fun. Free radio. Haven't yet. Come close, though.
Well, free radios are the right price. I actually got a free radio off of Amazon. It was amazing.
I never had off Amazon. I got four for the price of three off of eBay.
Went to get a pack of smokes and had to scrape the windshield. It's minus one here. What's with that?
Zero here. Did you say smokes? I thought you quit.
I'm not a quitter. I'm a real man. I stared death in the face.
Well, we're good because we both smoke.
One of these days. As long as the wife's doing it, though, and they're in the house, I'm hooped. I don't have any in the house, and I can do it.
Okay, I heard you don't do it in the house. Did you say your wife smokes, too?
Yeah. So I gotta get her to quit, because if she don't quit, I can't do it. Not with the cigarettes in the house.
Yeah. Well, we're both in the same. We both smoke, but we smoke in our house and watch it once a year.
Well, that's what my garage is for. I fired up the old TRC-449 earlier today. Still lights up. Doesn't put out the wattage it used to, but it lights up. It receives, transmits. Little thin on power, but it works. That radio's getting almost 50 years old.
Nice. I got rid of my relic to a good friend in the neighborhood who, I gotta tell you, between 37 and 41, still busy during the daytime with Skip. Lots of locals on here. Four, that's lots. Considering there are extreme amounts down across the line, and not much up here. So there's a couple guys over in Squamish. Hear them on Saturday nights or Sunday nights, lower 38. And there's also three people up in the Nanaimo that are also on those nights, lower 38.
Yeah, at night sometimes I hear some guys downtown on the lower side down, 36 or 37. But that's about it locally. There's not a lot going on. But in the daytime, if I want to know how 10's going, I just turn on 11 and If it's noisy, go to 10 and it's time to make some contacts.
Yep, absolutely. That's how I got doing it on the 10, talking to Japan. Everything was busy right down the western seaboard, Pacific coast. And I tuned into Japan and was talking to Japan. I was really happy with that. That was on 28385. I had a lot of fun that day. Yeah. I miss talking there. It was kind of fun. Had its moments. Especially at the cabin.
Yeah, those days weren't on 10, though. But that was fun. No, I've done pretty good on 10. I've got Japan a fair bit. There's a couple pretty powerful stations out of there. And, of course, the obligatory New Zealand, Australia, Marshall Islands, those ones are pretty regular. And, of course, there's all of the United States you hear all the time. But, yeah, down over the Pacific, that does not too bad.
Yep, it's fun to play on there. I had more fun with my wire, though. Not so much fun with this high-end vertical. I'm not happy with it, but oh well. It'll keep me busy till I get a wire back up in the air.
Well, that's exactly the way I look at it. You know, the vertical is not the greatest, but it's what I got for now. And you can get across an ocean. And I've gotten into Europe with it as well, so not bad. Northern Europe, but it's working, but it'll work better when I get the wire up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've never actually done Europe, but I have done Argentina. I have done South America, and that was a good season. That was late November last year, and then it was January of this year during the snow season when I was talking to Japan. This was so much easier on a wire.
Yeah. Well, I have gotten to South America as well. I made a couple contacts into Brazil and into Argentina, quite a bit in Central America, actually, quite a bit. That's been about
it. Yeah. Wow, that QRM is sure trying, but I'm just listening on the input and you're clear.
Well, you get all over top of it, so I can hear you just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm shopping for an old VHF port. It'll show up. I'll grab it. But I'm still thinking about that Icom 97. That's just, that's a fine-looking radio.
Fine-looking radio, expensive. But, you know, if you can buy one out of, you know, you still actually have, you have two swap meets coming up. One's in May, one's in March. I'm not sure when the one in March is, but it's in Burnaby up by Gullardy Way. Just off Gullardy Way on Caribou. There's one there that'll be coming up in March. I think that's Burnaby's club.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go to them. You know, I'm not holding out a lot of hope to find the radio I'm looking for, but I'll go anyway, because sure enough, if I don't go, I'll hear about one of those radios being there.
Yep, and then you'll be kicking yourself, so you better go. You can let me know. I guess you never sent me your email, did you?
Well, no, I don't think I did. You sent me yours, and I didn't write it down, but I know what it is. That's my first name, dot last name, at telus.net.
First name I know, and last name I know, at telus.net.
You got it, with a dot in between the first and the last name.
All right, see if I can type that out. I'm a slow typer.
Yeah, or you can use the other one, which is supercoop at telus.net.
Just give me a second. Is that all lowercase, or is there capital letters in that?
Makes no difference.
Roger, roger. So your first name, your last name, with a dot in the center, at what?
Tango, Echo, Lima, Uniform, Sierra, dot, November, Echo, Tango.
Thank you. Just send it to you in a moment. All right, I sent it. You should get it any moment if you have a computer there.
Oh, I got my phone.
And you can send me a text through the number I sent you. Do you use a program? For chatting?
WhatsApp or Signal?
Have to be Signal. I don't use WhatsApp. But we'll get your number and add it to my list. And you can always send it back through the email or through the phone, whatever.
And there you go.
Excellent. Well, see, now we can send some pictures back and forth, show you my messy station before and after.